Word of
mouth.
Word of
mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Oscar buzz meter is getting louder. Over the weekend, Argo captured top prizes at the Screen Actors Guild and Producers Guild of America Awards. Those honors and a Best Picture win for Argo at the Golden Globes are usually predictors for the almighty Academy Awards. But Ben Affleck was not nominated for a Best Director Oscar. Hollywood insiders call that a snub and charge that Argo was a great movie passed over in a year of great movies. Amy Diaz takes a slightly different view. The editor and film critic for The Hippo thinks that the films that are tipping the buzz meter could be easily replaced by other movies worth a second look. Amy, it's great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, was it a great year for movies?
I think it was a good year for movies. You know, I was looking back at the movies I reviewed. There were a lot of B's, not so many A's that I thought. A lot of movies that I enjoyed watching and probably won't watch again.
So, nobody was necessarily robbed, in your view, of a great... you know, a great nomination.
You know, I kind of feel so. There are a lot of spots that could have been filled by several movies. For example, you know, a lot of places, the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel got nominated. I think that could have also been filled by Bernie, for example, you know, another kind of comedy like that. You had The Beasts of the Southern Wild. That spot could have easily been filled by Moonrise Kingdom, the same kind of magical realism, you know, fairy tale kids movie that kids shouldn't see. you know, you have dramas like Les Mis or Life of Pi, which for me, you could have knocked those out and you could have put in End of Watch or even Magic Mike.
All right, let's go through some of those because you mentioned a couple that I liked a great deal. Moonrise Kingdom, definitely. But let's hear a clip from Bernie. This is Richard Linklater's film based on a true story of Bernie, a beloved undertaker in Carthage, Texas. He's played here by Jack Black. And he murders a wealthy but universally hated woman played by Shirley MacLaine.
I can understand chewing each bite of some food 25 times like chicken fried steak, but I don't think you have to chew your refried beans that many times. Doesn't really make sense. It's unnecessary additional work for your jaws. Think of your poor TMJ muscle. It couldn't be good for it. It's inefficient. Think about it. You know this drives me crazy. Please stop. This is like nails on a chalkboard to me. Okay, go ahead. Chew like that. Chew like that all day.
I thought it was a really terrific performance by Jack Black as a closeted, let's say, unbelievably sweet man, but also terrific performance by Matthew McConaughey, who could also be the surprise actor of the year. Now, this is a former romantic comedy favorite showing a much darker side this year.
Well, I think he's kind of embraced who he is. He's the fast-talking, kind of oily guy. He was great, I thought, in Bernie, and then also good in Magic Mike playing, okay, the same characters.
A sleazy strip club owner.
Exactly. But, you know, it works for him. And I think that, you know, that was a good performance. I completely forgot about Shirley MacLaine. Also a really good performance that could have easily been subbed in for some of the other supporting actresses that were nominated.
So maybe Matthew McConaughey, or as we said, this year. He's really changed his tune. Maybe snub for his daring. Any other big surprises or maybe some less celebrated performances that could have been contenders?
You know, I also think, actually, since we're talking about Magic Mike, that Channing Tatum, he had an interesting year with Magic Mike and with 21 Jump Street. He did some interesting stuff. You know, Skyfall. Here was the whole
Skyfall,
point.
Skyfall, the Bond movie.
Exactly. So the whole point of the 9 to 10 Oscar nominees was to bring in some more blockbusters. Skyfall, to me, is the perfect example of the kind of movie that could have been nominated. You know, really did a great job reviving the Bond stories, pulled a lot of the sort of serious Daniel Craig, you know, Bond stuff, but then also kind of threw it back to some of the earlier Bond stuff. So that would have been a solid blockbuster nomination.
How about in the terms of the actors or best actress categories? Anyone you thought could have been in there?
Well, you know, I sort of thought you could easily take out some of them and sub in a Ben Affleck. You could have put in Jamie Foxx for Django Unchained. You know, again, nobody did so great. None of the nominations are completely unwarranted, I thought.
Right. So no one was robbed.
No, I don't think so.
So I wondered by this film you mentioned earlier, End of Watch, didn't get much attention given great performances, gritty realism, and maybe in the tradition of like Training Day, another very well-made dramas. Here's a scene. This is just after Michael Pena. He's the Latino L.A. cop telling his partner, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, that he should date a Mexican woman. Now, heads up, this turns out to be real policeman talk, which is pretty much like sailor, so there are a number of bleeped out words. Let's hear it.
Waking up in the morning, they'd be like,
hey, can I tell you a story?
I know.
Here's a story about this, and a story about that, and a story about this, a story about that.
But dude, all you gotta do is this. All you gotta do is this. Yeah.
You wanna come to my cousin's quinceañera, my daughter's quinceañera, my brother's quinceañera.
Yeah.
My sister's quinceañera.
There's always something happening though, bro. It's better than like, hey, do you know the new kind of flavored coffee I have? Do you like this kind of coffee? The baristas are excellent.
You like coffee, dude. Don't give me that.
I like good Starbucks coffee.
Whatever, I'll let you lay into me. Lay into me, dude.
That's from End of Watch. It goes in Amy's drama with a twist, which brings me back to Bernie. I'm going to come back there because it's a true story of a very grim chapter in small town life, but it's also kind of funny in its way. And I wonder if there are any more overt comedies that are deserving attention.
Well, so I mentioned 21 Jump Street. Now, I mean, okay. So much as Irish chauffeurs should never just simply can't marry the daughter of the Earl of Downton Abbey, there are some movies that are just never going to get nominated for anything.
These things just aren't done, Amy.
Simply, yes, no. Dames Maggie Smith comes out and tells you you can't do it. 21 Jump Street would never, ever be nominated for anything. Hilarious movie. And in fact, it's one of two movies I saw last year that I've actually rewatched since I saw them the first time, which as much as, you know, I liked Argo, I liked Lincoln, I don't think I'm ever going to watch those again. But I love 21 Jump Street. Thought it was hilarious. Really well done. Comedy is hard. I really wish that, the awards season would recognize comedy is hard.
Okay, what was the other movie that
you liked? The other movie is Pitch Perfect, which could I call it an aca comedy? It's basically a sports movie. You know, you've got your underdog coming back from a tough season to try to win the championship, except, of course, it's a cappella, college a cappella.
All right, here's a scene from Pitch Perfect, which I've heard actually described as a cross between a Glee satire and Bring It On, that arch cheerleader classic. In this scene, the leader of this women's competitive collegiate a cappella choir is admonishing the choir after a bad performance.
I hope you all remember the way you feel right now so you will never want to feel this way again. Chloe, your voice didn't sound Aguilarian at all. Chloe, for serious, what is wrong with you? I have nodes.
What? Oh my God. I found out this morning.
What are nodes?
Vocal nodules. The rubbing together of your vocal cords at above average rates without proper lubrication.
They sit on your windpipe and they crush your dreams. Isn't that painful?
Why would you keep performing?
Because I love to sing.
Yeah, it's like when my lady doctor told me not to have sex for 6 weeks, and I did it anyway.
You should really listen to your doctor.
Amy Diaz with us, and that's a scene from Pitch Perfect. She's editor and film critic for The Hippo, which is New Hampshire's largest circulation weekly newspaper. And she's running down some of the kind of anti-Oscars list, I'd say, of films worth another look, even if you don't hear about them during the awards season. Okay, well, despite all of these that you mentioned that will not be awarded for Oscars or miss the Golden Globes or SAG or DGA or PGA, how about some real predictions? There are two films I'm thinking of that are getting a second look. Kind of surprising emergence of the Silver Linings Playbook and Beasts of the Southern Wild. Are they worth seeing if we haven't seen them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think actually I did give a Silver Linings Playbook an A. That was a really strong movie. And it's good that it's getting this publicity because it's the kind of movie, if I explain it to you, you're not going to want to go see it. It's a guy who just got out of a state hospital with a mental illness dealing with his family. Doesn't that sound like a laugh riot?
Yeah, a lot of dark themes, but I think really well done.
It is. It's excellent. Really well done. Excellent performances. Even from Bradley Cooper. Talk about a guy playing against type. You know, we know him for the Hangover movies. Does a solid job here. And Jennifer Lawrence is now giving Jessica Chastain a serious run for her money, I think, in some of these best actress categories with her performance in Silver Linings Playbook.
She won a SAG award last night,
she
actually.
She did. And so I think it's going to be her and Jessica Chastain fighting it out.
I was reading something on the internets about winning the Office Oscar pool. Now, it started with Think Old, The Artist, won last year. Before that, The King's Speech. And this year's historic drama would have to go to Lincoln. Here is Daniel Day-Lewis as Abe Lincoln.
Euclid's first common notion is this. Things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works. Has done and always will do. In his book, Euclid says this is self-evident.
What do you think, Amy?
Well, that's a performance right there that's going to win everything. And it has so far. Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln does great. You know, that would have been my pick, too. But Argo is really coming on strong. Now, the thing is, of course, that if you're really talking about your Oscar pool, Argo, the director, Ben Affleck, was not nominated. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that that it's not even nominated, the director. And then that movie goes back and wins Best Picture. So I think Lincoln is still in it. And it's Steven Spielberg. You can't fight the Spielberg juggernaut, you know.
Well, I wonder if Argo also has a little underdog effect going for it now. It's won a couple awards, and people may feel sorry for Ben Affleck.
I think so, actually. I do think that that snub of Ben Affleck might actually help it when it comes time to vote. And it was, you know, it was a good movie, and it was a movie about how movies can save the day. You can't resist that if you're in movies.
I actually thought that that's why it won the Producers Guild of America Award. I mean, it's about movies. And honestly, I enjoyed it. It's wonderful production design, great story, but kind of trumped up tension. And the hype about it made me think it's kind of like this year's Crash.
You know, a little bit. I definitely think, you know, when do you peak? If you start to peak early in January, are you still going to last until the end of February when Oscars hit? So you never know. It could still be Lincoln's year. And I think it's really between the two of them. I kind of feel like the other movie that had a shot, Zero Dark Thirty, I don't know if it can build up enough steam by the end of February.
All right. Let's hear just a clip from Argo.
Where were you born?
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Which date of birth?
February 21st, 1952.
Good. What's your job on the movie?
Producer.
Associate producer. What was the last movie you produced?
High and Dry.
Who paid for that?
CFDC.
What's your middle name? What's your middle name? What's your middle name?
Leon?
Shoot him. He's an American spy.
Look, they're going to try to break you, okay? By trying to get you agitated. You have to know your resume back to front.
You really believe you're...
So that's Ben Affleck. He's trying to talk these American hostages that are left, or Americans who are left in Tehran after the takeover, to become other characters. They're going to be movie characters. Okay, so if he's not in it for Best Director, who are you thinking might get the nod? We've got Michael Haneke for Amour, you know, which no one's seen, but of course Hollywood loves that.
Exactly.
Ang Lee for The Life of Pi. David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. Steven Spielberg for Lincoln,
you know,
and Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild, a newcomer.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe, maybe Steven Spielberg, or maybe this is how you give something to one of those other movies, Silver Linings Playbook or Beasts of the Southern Wild. You're not going to give them Best Picture, so you vote for the director because you can't vote for Ben Affleck. So maybe it'll be a good year where you get, there's not one movie that takes over everything. There's a lot of diversity in who wins at the Oscars.
Boy, I'd hate to be entered in the office pool at the Hippo, I got to tell you. It's a tough game.
You know, I only get about 66%. That's my level, I think, most years. I don't bet the mortgage on it for that reason.
Well, Amy Diaz, editor and film critic for New Hampshire's largest circulation weekly newspaper, it's The Hippo. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take you at any percentage. And we're going to leave you with Adele singing the theme from Skyfall. That is one of Amy's few should have been a contender on the 2012 movie list. So what's your view of this awards season for movies? Do the red carpet regulars deserve their nominations? Are you crossing your fingers for a dark horse to win, or are you still fuming that a favorite wasn't even nominated? You can let us know on Facebook. You can also find links, follow us, and post your reaction on Facebook or on Twitter. Now coming up, a 30-something Manhattanite embraces an old-world tradition, violin making, when word of mouth continues. This moment.